Meteorologists tend to have a passion for their science. At a recent roundtable discussion in Superior, WDIO-TV's Justin Lyles had trouble keeping his winter forecast under wraps.
I'm really worked up by that, by the way. I really am.
Wait your turn. We're going around the table.
So it's Duluth National Weather Service Chief Meteorologist Mike Stewart's turn. He says the Climate Prediction Center has been saying December through February would be warmer and drier than normal, but now that's flipped.
We were looking at a warmer winter, but what it is, El Nino, which is warmer than normal water off the western South American coast, is not developing as much as they said, so it's going to have little effect. So because of that, we're going to have colder than normal temperatures.
With normal snowfall. But NBC Duluth TV meteorologist Adam Clark is sticking with the warmer model, El Nino or no El Nino. He says the Weather Service got it wrong last year.
The Climate Prediction Center said it was going to be wet and cold, and it was exactly the opposite. So I don't put too much into these long-term forecasts. What I have been using is the North Atlantic Oscillation, which was dead on last year for winter, but it only goes out 2 to 3 weeks.
Now, finally, it's Justin Lyles from WDIO-TV's turn.
All right. The North Atlantic Oscillation this year is going to be in a negative mode. If it's in a negative mode, we get more cold blasts coming in, and we get this trough of cold air that develops on the East Coast, and we end up seeing more clipper systems.
Translation, for all but the southernmost part of Wisconsin, winter will be colder with normal snowfall. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.